Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Those of us who believe in God are often faced with a dilemma when confronted with evil. How do we make sense of the darkness that can so often exist in life? How can we find meaning in events that strike fear in the hearts of people? The back-to-back-to-back shootings that occurred during the last 8 days alone are a good example of this predicament. Innocent men, women, and children shot while they were enjoying a garlic festival less than 50 miles away from where we gather here this afternoon. Families shopping for back-to-school supplies in El Paso, Texas, killed by a gunman filled with hatred fueled by a white supremacist ideology. Mass shootings in Brooklyn, New York, Dayton, Ohio, gang violence in Chicago. Events such as these bring us to our knees, both figuratively and literally. Figuratively out of frustration and literally out of grief for the victims as well as their families and their communities. How are we to walk with God in this fragile world? We often turn to our faith in good times, but more so during times that are troubling. We do so because we sense that belief in God is meant to make us larger, freer, and more loving. Yes, our faith is our rock, our refuge. Our second reading today from Hebrews contains the only explicit definition of faith that's found in the Bible. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is that beacon of light that helps us to navigate the sea of darkness that can often exist in life. It's our attempt to solve some of the mysteries of life. Why are we here? Why do terrible things happen to good people? Where are we headed? And just how is the hand of God shaping our destiny? That said, we also have to admit that the light of faith often flickers and at times even dims in the midst of a torrent of indiscriminate acts of evil, such as we witnessed in this past week. So how are we to walk with God in this fragile world? I'm tempted to thunder on about tweets and politics and gun violence. Instead, I'd like to hearken back to a question I posed in my homily a few weeks ago. In this moment, am I asleep or am I awake? Do I react herky-jerky to events in my daily life and in news reports? Or do we respond from a place that's grounded in God's love, from a place of wisdom? Am I asleep and alone or awake, present to God in this fragile world? And to illustrate the difference between being asleep and being awake, I'd like to hold up a leader who might serve as a guide during these troubled times, a prophet and a patriarch who appears in today's scripture passages. That person is Abraham. That's right, Abraham. He's an apt model for our day, someone who was awakened by God's presence during his own turbulent times. We read in the letter to the Hebrews that Abraham was admired for the risks that he was willing to take and for the single-mindedness that he demonstrated in pursuit of what he considered to be God's call. Abraham also had something that so many of us long for, an original relationship with God. He and the Almighty met face to face. They talked to each other. They even negotiated when necessary. Whenever the Jewish people talk about trust in God, they always return to the story of Abraham, their father in faith. Why? Because based solely on a promise from God, he left friends, family, and country to set out as a pilgrim on his life's journey. We tend to think of Abraham as this wizened figure, and yet, when he began, he was probably no older than a Stanford undergraduate or graduate student. Abraham was never sure of where the road would take him, but he believed that he would meet God at the end of it. And no less than Abraham, you and I are called to walk with God in a fragile world, to leave behind things that are precious to us and put our trust in God. Among the things we might need to leave behind are old ways of thinking, mostly about ourselves and our little bubbles. Yes, our faith invites us to walk the way that the Lord has planned for us. We're not called to settle down in this world. Each day presents us with countless opportunities to demonstrate our faithfulness as Christians, to open ourselves to the wear and tear that comes from caring for others. And if we want to set that challenge in the context of today's gospel, we need only ask, how can you and I ready ourselves to meet the master of the house? What kind of preparation can we do that's concrete, specific? Well, this afternoon, I'd like to offer what I call a 30-day wake-up challenge. It's a simple 5 to 10 minute-a-day practice that can help us grow in our faith and ground us, like Abraham, to walk with God. I believe that accepting this 30-day challenge can help us to face the tragedies of recent days and life's other adversities as Abraham did, with a singleness of purpose, possessing an attitude of detachment, and with an increased willingness to take on risks that will define us as devoted followers of Christ. As I said, the challenge runs for 1 month only, and here's what it entails. Take 5 minutes each day to read a short passage from Scripture, perhaps a reading from that day's liturgy, which can be found on the U.S. Catholic Bishop's website. While reading the passage, simply land on one word or a phrase and reflect on it, savor it. May I ask you to open your bulletins to the second page? There I've outlined the steps on the left to a process called Lectio Divina. The term Lectio Divina essentially means attentive reading of Scripture. This method of prayer has been practiced by desert fathers and mothers from the earliest days of Christianity. The first step is to recall that you're in the presence of God. Then, read a Scripture passage and choose a word or a phrase. For example, today's gospel passage begins, Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock." You might consider landing on the phrase, "Do not be afraid." Then, read that phrase or that word slowly. Savor it as you might a taste of food or a piece of music, listening for any insight that God might be trying to communicate to you. And third, consider, does it invite you to inner dialogue with God? Next, pray over the words, the images, the ideas that occurred to you. In other words, pray with your imagination. And last, consider what the Lord may be asking of you through this process. Personally, I do this process in these steps over my first cup of coffee in the morning most days. Now, I won't ask you for your specific commitment or for a show of hands, but I would ask you to tear out this page and put it in your pocket as a reminder. So please, you're not desecrating the bulletin, so tear out this page and put it in your pocket and take it with you.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.